Workers and parents should decide when it is safe to go back. Ron Reeder, parent, North London Socialist Party. We are in the middle of a national crisis with COVID-19. We are parents of 4- and 8-year-olds, and feel it is premature to consider reopening places of education. Schools are busy and densely populated, and social distancing would undoubtedly be very difficult, if not problematic at best. While schools would have policies in place to try and manage this, we believe it is unrealistic to expect social distancing to take place properly. How would mealtimes and going to the toilet be managed, for example? Reopening schools early, before we have reached a lower rate of infection, and have adequate PPE, and testing and tracing, meeting the 5 National Education Union, no, tests, puts children, teachers and their colleagues at risk. We worry that this increases the risk of a second spike, and will increase cases of infection and deaths of COVID-19. Children, we have been led to believe by the mainstream media, are at low risk of being seriously ill from COVID-19. However, they may be carriers of the illness. Many children, including us, have not been able to see their grandparents for almost 2 months. We believe being at school and then seeing grandparents, once allowed to, will put them at risk. Remember, grandparents are in the particularly vulnerable category. We think we should decide when our children should go back to school. We need a clearly defined outline of how schools will implement and manage social distancing, reassurances testing for teachers and children, how suspected cases will be managed, and then, after this, have the options of sending them in or not. My wife and I would encourage parents to contact their school's union rep, who will be able to offer support and guidance. Parents can offer help and support to the rep as well. Workers and parents should decide how and when our children go back to school under these unprecedented times, not the government.